My name is Sarah Alawami. I will be covering Skype 2.0 and the scripts, and I'll do my best to try to cover every relevant option that you can do in the scripts, starting from extracting to compiling, because it's a bit different than the other versions, at least until they get a release for the scripts out. So, here we go. This has been compressed to eliminate clipping, and I know that it will sound blah, but at least the speech will be intelligible, and it will make everything sound the same level. Good luck. Okay, now I'm going to show you how to extract the scripts. I use a different extracting program than most. Some use WinZip, some use Windows XP, I use ICOs. So you can adapt your method to fit what I'm doing. So I'm going to minimize all.
Desktop, folder view, list view.
And I'm going to go to my documents.
My documents.
I'm going to hit enter, and I'm going to browse to where I keep my Skype scripts.
My documents, folder, set, folder, programs, JF double folder, not select, founder, JFWSKR232, zip.
There it is. And I'm going to right click. You can now use your method to extract, but the folder will be the same. So I'm going to use my method to extract the scripts, and here we go.
Context menu, open O. ICOs, check sub menu E. Explore contents E. Convert to self extract. Repair archive unavailable R. Check CRC C. Extract to folder JFWSKR232 T. Extract to. Leaving menus, choose a folder in which to save the files. Dialog, file as edit. Folder view lit. Folder view lit my computer. Folder view hard drive C. Folder view list view. Document. Folder view test. Folder view list view. Not selected application data 1 of 20. Application folder view freedom sign folder view list JAWS folder view 7.0 folder view list settings folder view list view enu folder view list view file as edited.
And I'm gonna come up with a confirm dialog because I already have these scripts in here, but oh well, let's see.
Confirm file replace extracting file as dialog.
And I'm gonna say yes to all. In my case.
Yes to all button. Extracting Skype comp bat JFW scripts folder view list view.
And that's done. Now, for the compiling, you have to compile 4 files, which is going to take some time. But let me bring Skype into focus here.
Skype.
And I'll bring up the scripts with insert 0. And keep in mind that if I say, like for example, insert 1, insert 2, that is on the numbers row. Not the number pad. So we're using the numbers row. I'm going to bring it up with insert 0.
Ryan Zolo's JAWS script manager dash left bracket skype.jss right bracket.
And I'm going to hit S to compile.
Dialog compile complete. Skype.
And now I'm going to hit control F4.
Close document.
I'm going to hit control to open.
Open user file dialog. File name colon. Folder context.
And I'm going to hit S.
Sounds. Skype.jss. Skype comabi.jss.
That's another one I need to compile, so I'm going to hit enter and repeat the steps that I just did.
Skype comabi. Dial. Jaws. Skype.
Now, I'm also using a different sound scheme than what you're hearing, so yes, everything is going good. I'm going to hit Control F4.
Close.
And I'm going to do the same thing, but with 2 more Skype files.
Rhonda Osley signed out.
So you'll see the process that I'm going through here.
Open user file dial folder view. Sam Skype dot Skype comabi Skype setup dot JSS. Skype dialog compile complete. Compile complete. Close document. Open user folder Skype comabi Skype setup dot JSS. Skype watch dot JSS. Skype watch dot dialog compile com.
And that's it.
Close.
And now you just press Alt F4.
Skype.
And you're back in the Skype watch, or you're back in the Skype window, and that is how you extract the scripts. This is the end of this one, so take care. Installing Skype. The installation is pretty straightforward, but I'll walk you through it anyway just in case you are new at installing programs. I've already navigated to the installation, so let me hit enter on it.
Skype setup 20,000.
And actually, I renamed the version number. I mean, I put the version number in it because I keep older versions of Skype on my hard drive in case I need to go back to them. But if you download it from the website, it will be called skypesetup.exe. You might want to put the version number in there somewhere, like Skype setup space and then the version number. So I'm going to hit enter on this installation right now.
Open file, security warning dialog. Do you want to run this file? Name, cancel button.
And I usually don't set my screen to all when I'm installing because I'm really familiar with the installation programs, but for now I'm going to set it to all.
All.
There we go.
55.0.
And
57.0, 58.0, 108.0, 58.0, 58.0.
And I'm gonna Alt R for run.
10 folder view list view Skype setup 20,069 x 9,757 KB application 162,006213 AM 76 of 87 MP3 Pro decoder V10 x 175 KB application MSG plus 306.
So actually, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna set it to
not highlighted.
Highlighted.
Title is setup Skype.
And it's gonna ask for the language. I'm gonna choose
English.
I'm gonna tab to next.
Next button.
And hit space on that.
Please read the following license agreement. You must accept the terms of this agreement before continuing with the installation. Edit.
And I'm gonna hit the agree button.
I do not accept. I accept the agreement. Radio button checked. One
and
of two.
Sometimes you have to up arrow. I usually up arrow because if I down arrow, I'm gonna get trapped in the readme box. But I'm gonna hit enter.
Cancel button. Preview launch Skype checkbox checked.
And it's done. It's installed. So I'm gonna hit enter on finish so I can launch Skype.
Programs, folder view list view, Skype setup 20,069, x 9,707 KB application 162,006213 AM 76 of 87, Skype trademark, Mary 1, don't have a Skype name, button, contact, list box.
And let's say that...
Ryan Zolo signed in, Byron Stevens signed in, David Al...
Now, let's say that I didn't have an account. Let me just quickly
Jennifer
log
signed.
Out.
Menu, change, edit my profile, my Skype account, sub, sign out. See lose. Change online status. Edit my profile. My Skype account submenu. Change password. Go to my account. Change pass. My sign out. Leaving menus. Edit combo. Elf signed out. Anita signed out.
And I'm gonna get a lot of sign outs.
Don't have a Skype name button.
I'm going to hit space on that. I just tabbed. I'm just gonna hit space on that.
Skype trademark. Create account. Choose Skype name edited.
I'm gonna turn on my keyboard echo right now.
Characters.
And I'm gonna type in just some silly name so that you know how to create a Skype account. So I'm gonna type in
MARRIETRSSREST.
I'm gonna read it.
Choose Skype name edit Mary listed.
And I'm gonna tab.
Characters edit. Already got a Skype name. Click here to sign in. Password edit.
And I'm gonna type in a password.
Stop. Repeat password edit.
And I have to repeat the password, so I will.
Stop. Mail edit. Password, sign me in when Skype starts, checkbox checked.
And I usually leave that checked, but for now I'm gonna uncheck it because this is just a test dummy account. So I'm gonna uncheck
space,
it.
Space, not checked.
I'm gonna tab.
Password, start Skype when the computer starts, checkbox checked.
And I leave this checked because that way I don't have to do anything. It'll just start on its own.
Yes, I have read and I accept the checkbox not checked. Space checked.
And that was the license agreement, so I'm gonna tab.
Skype end user license agreement edit. Skype end user license agreement. Sign in button.
And I'm gonna hit space on sign in and see if it actually works.
Space. Skype trademark.
Now, the only thing that will be in here is the echo test service, which we will go through in a later lesson. And then we'll also go through adding contacts, but I'll use my real account to add one, or maybe I'll use my test account to add one, because you can do either one. And then I'll also show you how to accept an authorization. But this is the end of this segment on the Skype tutorials. Adding contacts. This is kind of inaccessible through the Skype interface. So usually, I do it this way. This is a more advanced feature to add contacts. This is more of a advanced feature of Skype that was out in 2.0, or actually it was 1.4, and I like this because it's a lot better and you can actually see what you're doing. So I'm going to go to Start.
Start menu, Audacity A.
I'm going to go to Run.
Leaving menus, Run dialog, type the name of...
And I'm going to turn on my characters.
Characters.
So you know what I'm typing. I'm going to... And this, you can do this with almost any feature. The syntax is Skype, and then the colon, and then the username, and then a question mark, and then an action such as call, add, chat. I think those are the three that you can do. Or those are the three that I use. You can even make shortcuts to these in Skype, or in a programs folder. So if you wanted to call someone, you'd make a shortcut to the person that you want to call, and you save it in your programs folder. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in Skype.
S-K-Y-P-E.
Colon. And I already have this person's username in the clipboard, which is what I usually do anyways. It's easier. So I'm going to paste it.
Paste it from clipboard.
I'm going to make sure it's right.
Aaron-.
Yeah, it's right. So I'm going to hit end.
End.
Just to make sure. I'm going to hit question.
Question.
And then I'm going to hit add.
A, D, D.
Actually, I'm going to type add. And I'm going to hit OK. I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Skype trademark. Mary 1. Contact list. List box. Contact list. 0 items. Sarah registered. Is really, really happy. No new events. Euros 5.26.
And.
Title is Skype trademark. Mary 1. Audacity. Inbox. My net storage. FTP. 85%. Skype trademark. Mary 1.
And for some reason, it didn't appear. It should have. Oh, I know why.
Sarah registered. Is really, really happy. No new events. Call with Jeremy.
Let's go online. Let me go online.
Menu chain offline. Online. Leaving menu.
And we will try this again.
Audacity. Run dialog.
Since what I just typed is in the run dialog box, I'm going to hit enter and see if this shows up again.
Skype trademark. Mary 1. Contact list. List box. Contact list. 0 items. Sarah registered. Is really, really happy. No new events. Euros 5.26.
Okay,
18% FTP, my net inbox, Audacity, Skype trademark, Mary 1, call with Jer, root, scroll up symbol, Iron Stevens, the contacts, root, scroll up contacts, PC,
well,
cursor.
I guess we'll have to do it this way then. I'm going to go to tools,
menu, create a conference call, Skype out, Skype in, voicemail,
actually I'm going to go to contacts,
answer unavailable, help, create a add a contact,
there it is, I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menus, enter the Skype name, full name, or email address of the person you wish to add to your contact list. Skype trademark, add a contact, edit.
I'm going to hit paste, because it's already in the clipboard.
Paste it from clipboard.
Make sure it's right.
Edit Aaron Copeland.
And I'm going to tab to the search button.
Search button. List box, follow Aaron Copeland, Brazil.
And choose the one that's right.
Follow Aaron Copeland, Brazil, Portuguese.
Well, there's only
one
there,
contact.
So...
Follow Aaron Copeland, Brazil, Portuguese.
So I'm going to hit the context menu.
Context menu, STR call.
I'm going to arrow up.
YW chat history, request contact details.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menus, enter a message to introduce yourself. Say hello to Paulo, edit, enter a message to introduce yourself.
And I usually just put who I am. But this time, I'm going to... Just tab, or back tab to the OK button.
Cancel button. OK button.
And hit space.
Skype trademark. Add a contact. Edit Aaron Copeland. Turn up.
And...
Title is Skype trademark. Add a contact.
I'm going to hit escape.
Why Skype?
And essentially that's how you add a contact. Now I'm not sure why the run dialog thing did not work. It usually does work, but you can try it. And if that does not work, then you can try the other method that we just did. I'm going to play with that and find out why it did not work. But in the meantime, have fun adding contacts, making new friends, and finding old ones. Changing statuses. So this can be very useful if you are busy or you just want to sign out altogether. This is very easy. It's just like doing it in Windows Messenger. It's in the same menu as it would be in Windows or MSN Messenger, or AIM or Yahoo, or whatever messenger client you're used to using. And it's done in a very similar way. So let me bring up Skype.
Skype trademark, Mary 1.
And I'm currently in Do Not Disturb, but here's how you can find out if you're in a call. You go to File.
Menu, change online status submenu.
And that's the one you want.
Robin signed in.
And you right arrow.
Offline.
And offline is for, well, when you want to sign out. Online.
Online.
Is when you're online and you can hear everybody, you'll hear the calls. And then these statuses are self-explanatory.
Skype me.
Skype me, which you don't really want to go into because that takes all your privacy settings away and anyone can call you. Anyone in the Skype directory. Anyone who searches for you can call you, which is great for an adventure, but I don't recommend it. I've done it once and I'm never going to do it again. So,
away.
Away, which means you're away. That's self-explanatory. You're away from your computer.
No tea available.
Jaws is reading that funny. It's actually not available, and that's when you're, well, not available and...
Do not disturb, checked unavailable.
Do not disturb, and you'll notice it said checked unavailable. That's how you can check your status. But do not disturb basically is what you are in when you just totally want to be left alone and you won't hear anyone calling, your auto answer, if you have it set up in your advanced options, won't work. So no one can get a hold of you. They can leave a message on your Skype voicemail if you left one or if you bought it. But then
invisible.
Invisible is just that. You hit enter on that and you will appear to everyone else as offline. They'll be able to call you, but they have to know that you're there. So it's just like a cloak, if you will. And we're back to?
Offline.
Offline. So I'm going to change mine to online.
Online.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menus is really, really happy. Skype status online.
And Jaws will say Skype status online, if you do it right. So that is how you change statuses. Feel free to play with it and experiment and have fun. There has been an addendum to the mood text, so to see that, go to the end of this file. Mood text. This is relatively new in Skype, and who knows if it's going to be there in subsequent versions. But basically, that's mood text is, well, to reflect your mood, whether you're happy or sad or doing something at the moment. You have to use your Jaws cursor for now until they come up with a way to... so you can find it, but basically it will be, you left click on your Skype name, and you tab, and you go to your PC cursor, and you type something in. So let me do that right now. I'll put my Skype in focus.
Skype trademark, Mary 1.
And I will route my Jaws to PC. Actually, let me turn on my keyboard echo.
Characters.
There we go, so you can hear what I'm doing. I'm going to hit my route Jaws to PC.
Route Jaws to PC.
And I'm going to... Go to top of the file.
Top of file, Skype.
And arrow down.
File, add, contact, search, Sarah, register, direct, tooltip.
It's usually three arrows down, but it might be different for your version of Skype. I'm going to hit home.
Home.
And left click on it.
Left mouse button, contact list, list box, contact list,
and
zero
tab.
Items.
Until I get to an edit box. Actually, I'm going to put my... PC cursor on.
PC cursor.
And tab until I get to an edit box.
One new event edit. It's sort of happy.
There we go. There it is. And I'm going to put... I'm just going to delete that.
End. Selected. It's sort of... Land.
I'll put...
R-S space R-E-C-O-R-D-I-N-D space D space E-S-T-I-N-D space E space M-O-O-D space E-S-S-X-T.
And I hit enter.
Contact list list box. Contact list zero items.
And it's done. And basically, it will get updated. What I usually do is, I'll go.
Alt F, men, invisible.
Invisible.
Leaving menus, Sarah register.
Or if I'm in a call, or I'll just sign out, and then I'll go
Alt
back
F,
online.
Menu, online. Leave.
So that I can make the others see that my mood text has been updated. And this can be useful if you are recording something like I'm doing right now. Or if you're feeling kind of blah and you want to let everyone know, or if you have exciting news, or whatever you want to use it for. You don't even need to use it at all. This is just another option that Skype actually put out to replace, well, what we've been doing is changing our profile names, and you can do that as well. In fact, let me do that. Let me go to File.
Alt F, Menu, Change Online Status.
And then I'll hit E for Edit.
E, Leaving Menus, Skype Trademark, My Profile Dialog, Full.
And I'll take away the is recording right now, so let me just...
Hello!
Whoa! Hold on!
N-I-D-R-O-C-E-R, registered. R. Selected. Land.
And that's what we've got. I'll hit enter.
Skype trademark.
And I'll start recording program.
To add to this, the mood text has been... the mood text way has been updated. Or changed. You can still do it the old way if you want to, if you don't feel uncomfortable, or if you don't feel comfortable doing it this way. But let me bring Skype into focus and quickly show you how to update this.
Skype trademark, Mary 1, contact list, list box.
And I now have Skype in focus, and I'm assuming that you already read the section on hotkeys. So I'm not going to talk about how to set up hotkeys and ignore the extra sounds that you're going to hear. The way that the scripters have scripted this is you can still hit Control E twice and move to your name and left click, go to your PC cursor, tab twice and put in your mood text, do a Control E again, click on your name again, go to PC cursor and the box is gone. But this is a shorter way of doing it. I already have my mood text already set, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit Control M as in mood.
Mood text edit. I applied for BYU. Now I wait.
And I'm not even going to change the mood text because I don't want to. But you just this is an edit box that they decided to bring up this way. And Control M. You can remember that is in mood. And you might think that hitting enter will disable it. Well, no, it's a toggle. Control M will disable it. I'll hit Control M because I don't want to change my mood text.
Mood text box disabled.
And I'm back in my Skype tab. So I hope that you grasp this little addendum, and if not, that's okay. We all have our own ways of doing things, and take care.
Hotkeys, and how to change them. These come in handy if you need to hang up quickly, or if you want to mute your mic, or if you want to answer a call, or if you want to change the hotkey that's assigned, just in case you don't want to use two hands or if you're in a hurry. So, let's get on with it. Let me bring Skype into focus. I do have a hotkey for that, but I will show you how to set these hotkeys. So let me bring Skype into focus.
Skype trademark, Mary 1, contact list, list box, contact list, 0 items, Sarah registered, drive.
And let me go to tools.
Menu, create a conference call.
And options.
Leaving menus, Skype trademark, options dialog, list box.
And I don't know why, but in this case you cannot hit a letter and go to the option, to the its tab. You have to arrow down. So let's arrow down to hotkeys.
Privacy, notifications, sounds, sound devices, answer call, enable, alt PG up, hotkeys.
There it is. Now, let's tab.
Enable global hotkeys, checkbox checked.
You want to have this checked because that way you can operate Skype and its hotkeys from anywhere, from a Microsoft Word document, from your recording program, anywhere, from your desktop. So let's tab.
List box, answer call enabled, alt PG up.
And that is the default hotkey. This is a list box containing the hotkeys that you have, and you can enable them, disable them, change them. You do need the JAWS cursor to click on the OK button, but I will show you that in a minute. Let me arrow down.
Ignore call, disabled.
And that does not have a hotkey. I have never gotten this to work. I have never gotten this hotkey to work, but let's arrow down.
Reject hang up call, enabled, alt PGDN.
And that is the reject or hang up call, or you could just hit escape at the person's calling tab, and I will arrow down.
Focus Skype, enabled, control alt shift H.
And that is my hotkey. Let me show you how I did this. Actually, let me arrow down.
Search for Skype users, disabled.
And I'll arrow down.
Mute microphone, disabled, alt win PM.
And that's it. But let me go to a hotkey that does not have a keystroke.
Answer call. Ignore call. Disabled.
You know, I will, the enabled button is grayed out because it's, well, disabled. So, let me, tab once.
Change hotkey button.
And it doesn't even have a hotkey. So, let me, hit space.
Set hotkey for ignore call. Control checkbox not checked.
Now, these are your checkboxes that you can check for, various things. And it's generally a good idea, so that way you don't hit a letter and end up, bringing Skype into focus or searching for Skype users. Or, ignoring a call. But, in this case, I'm gonna check some boxes and I'm gonna hit a letter in the edit box. So, let me just,
checked. All checkbox not checked. Checked. Shift checkbox not checked. Checked. Win key checkbox not checked. Edited. Checked. Not checked.
I just unchecked the shift box and checked the win key box. That is the Windows key. If you do have a Windows key, you can use it. Let me tab twice.
Win key checkbox. Edited.
And I'll type an I. There we go. And I'll route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
And I'll go to the bottom of the file.
Bottom of file. OK button. Can.
And go to the OK button.
OK button.
And I will route PC to JAWS.
Route PC to JAWS. Skype trademark. Options dialog. List box. Ignore call. Disable. Control Alt Win key.
And I'll tab.
Enable hotkey button.
And this is the enable hotkey button. I can toggle between enable and disable right now. I'm going to hit space.
List box. Ignore call. Enable. Control Alt Win key.
And it won't show the full hotkey, unfortunately. I don't know.
Ignore call. Enable. Control Alt Win key.
Yeah, I don't know why it won't show the full hotkey, but you can always take a look at it. Through the change hotkey dialog, you can look and see which boxes are checked. So now that I've got that straightened, I'm going to disable this hotkey.
Disable hotkey button. JoJo signs out. List box. Ignore call. Disable. Control Alt Win key.
Because I've never gotten it to work, and I just kind of hit escape because, yeah. Now, that is how you can change a hotkey, and how you can, in fact, the Focus Skype is a good one because you can, from your Word document, bring Skype into focus, make a Skype call, and then bring Skype out of focus with the same hotkey. It is a toggle. So I'm going to hit enter to get out of this.
Save button, Skype trademark, Mary 1.
And all my settings are saved. And that is how you make a hotkey. That is how you save your hotkeys. That is how you can disable a hotkey. So take care and play with that. It's fun. It's fun. You can adjust the hotkeys to your liking. If you are a one-handed typist, then you can make your hotkeys have, you know, on the left or right side of your keyboard only. So play with it. Have fun. You don't need these hotkeys. You don't need to use them. You can do everything through the menus. Almost everything through the menus. But hotkeys to me make a quicker function of Skype. It's a broader function of Skype. I can do everything out of Skype. I can mute my mic. I can answer a call from within a Word document or whatever I need to do. I can hang up a call within a Word document if I just didn't want to talk to anybody. And that's about it. That's the end of this recording, and have fun. The Contacts tab and other tabs. In Skype, you have, well, I think of it as a multi-tab dialog box with other fanchies-manchies that you can deal with. There's your Contacts tab, your History tab, and then your Call tabs, which I don't have any open right now because I'm not in any calls. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Skype into focus here. And I'm going to... Well, what you can do is, with the scripts, you can go to any tab you want, any 9 tabs you want, by hitting Shift 1, or Control Shift 1 to Control Shift 9 on the numbers row. This is the numbers row that we're talking about here. So I'm going to make sure I'm in the Contacts tab by hitting Control Shift 1. That's always going to be your Contacts tab. And that's what you're going to hear. Let me just slow down JAWS just a tad.
Slower.
And, basically, your Contacts tab consists of your contacts list and an address bar, which you can get rid of in the View menu. I leave mine up
Maryland
so Pippen that I can,
is no longer idle.
I can do what I need to do, and I'll ignore that. So let me tab around the contacts list. I'm now in the edit or the address field, so let me tab.
Edit. Contact list, list box, contact list, 0 items.
And it will say 0 items, even though I know there are items there, so I just arrow up.
Anita online, 2 of 175.
Actually, I arrow up and down. And you can do some really cool things in the context tab. I'll arrow down.
Bruce online, 3 of 175. Byron Stevens, Skype me, 4 of 175.
And you can hit a say line.
Byron Stevens, Renegade Rocker, Skype me, Vancouver, British Columbia, Ka 7:21 PM, GMT 8, 604-435-34.
And you can see that it gives you many, many, many fields that you can deal with. I'll hit a say line twice.
But name, Byron Stevens, ID, Renegade Rocker, status, Skype me, locate.
And it will give you the field names and everything else. Now, if I hit a say line 3 times.
But contact details name, Byron Stevens, ID, Renegade Rocker, status, colon.
And it puts it in the virtual buffer. So I can arrow up and down.
ID, Renegade Rocker, status, Skype me, location, Vancouver, British Columbia, Ka. Time, 7:22 PM.
And, it lists the time and everything else. Now keep in mind that most of this is coming through user profiles, which we will cover later. So not all of the information that I'm showing you is going to be in your contacts list. Let me get out of this by hitting escape.
Land of Happy.
And now let's go to the history tab with Control Shift 2. I can also Control Tab, but it's easier just to go Control Shift 2.
History tab.
And I'll tab.
Edit.
That's the address bar.
List box, 0 items.
And I know there are items there, so I'm going to arrow up and down.
Failed call from the one, the only plastic fish, Lart 15-2006-658 AM.
Now, when it says failed call, that means in the older versions it was missed call. In this version it's failed call. I don't know why, but maybe in later versions they'll change it, but if you hear something about a missed call or a failed call or something to that effect, you know that this person tried to call you. And I can do a lot. I can send her a chat line just through the context menu, or I can filter out events through the toolbar item. I'm going to hit Insert plus F8.
Select the toolbar item dialog, list box, filter events, 1 of 7.
And that's the one I want. You can also put a call on hold. You can mute your mic. But I'm going to hit enter on filter.
List box, 0 items, context menu, all events.
And I'm going to arrow up and down so you can see what it is.
LL calls.
That's all calls. I don't know why Jaws is reading it funny.
Missed calls checked. Incoming calls. Outgoing calls. Voicemails. Transferred files. Chats. All events.
I'm going to do all events.
Leaving menus, history, list box, failed call from the one, the only, plastic fish, Lart 71 of 660.
And this thing goes in chronological order. I'll hit home, the home key.
File transfer from Jeremy Rusu, file 11, nothing to lose, Uma, yesterday, 11:34 PM.
And there was supposed to be a missed call today, but it's not there. Oh well. But that's the last thing that took place last night. I'm going to arrow down.
Conference with the one, the only, plastic fish, Lart, yesterday, 10:22 PM.
And keep in mind, this is my time zone, so you're going to see different things. And that's about it. You can hit Control Shift and then the number twice quickly to get to that tab, so you can right click and do various actions. Or to get a list of the tabs, you hit Control Shift T.
There are 2 tabs showing in the Skype window: contacts and history active.
Or Control Shift T twice.
Select the tab dialog, list box, contacts, 1 of 2.
And you're in a list, and I can arrow up and down.
History.
And that's the only 2 tabs that are there. I can hit up arrow.
Contacts.
And hit enter.
Contacts.
And I'm there. So yeah, these tabs are really simple. One thing that you're going to notice is there is no start tab anymore. The way you get to your events, and unfortunately I don't have any events to show you, but the way you get to your events is you root JAWS to PC.
Root JAWS to PC.
And you go to the top of the file.
Top of file, Skype trademark, Mary 1 minute.
And arrow down.
File menu bar, view menu bar, see on add contact, search conf, Sarah registered a sort of app.
There I am. And you go to next word until you hear X number of events.
Land, Sarah is sort of happy, period. No.
There it is. No new events.
Sarah registered a sort of happy. No new events, 0 is 5.26.
And you can get a lot of info on that first line. And if you wanted to expand that no new events or X number of events, you left click on it. And then you arrow down and left click on the thing you want to do. Like if it says missed call and it says the name, then you hit home and you arrow, or you hit home and you left click on the name to make it disappear. Otherwise, you're going to have 2,000 events you don't know what to do with. But I'm going to get back to my PC cursor here.
PC cursor.
And that's it for the tabs. So have fun, play with them, explore them, right click the names and see what you can do. Yeah, have fun and that's it. The chat window. This is a relatively easy window to navigate if you know what you're doing. If not, it can be a pain. But once you get the hang of it, if you're using JAWS, if you're using another screen reader, you're going to have to play with this because I don't know how you would navigate this using another screen reader. But with the MSAA, that should be no problem if you can use the equivalent of your mouse cursor, or what we call the JFW cursor, or JAWS cursor. But then again, what's in a name? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus Skype. And we did go over how to do this in a previous lesson. You just set a hotkey for it. So I'm going to bring Skype into focus.
Skype trademark, Mary 1, contact list box, contact list.
And I'm just going to start a chat line. And then with a contact. And then I'm going to go to a previous chat line with another contact and show you how the chat window is laid out. Now, one thing I do advise is in the chat window, auto-label your graphics. Because you can send a file, you can start a call with this recipient from within the chat window just by left-clicking on the appropriate graphic. Now, I'm not sure if this will happen in other Skype versions, but auto-label your graphics. So I'm going to go into my contacts list.
The contacts tab is already active. Contact list, list box, contact list, 0 light.
And I'm going to type in.
Doug Leedley 42, do not disturb.
All right, that's fine. I'm going to tab.
Contact Doug Lee, do not disturb.
And I'm going to hit my context menu.
Context menu, start call, start chat.
And JAWS will read it as S start chat, but it is start chat. I don't know how your screen reader will read it, but this does say start chat. I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menus, Doug Lee, do not disturb, Skype trademark chat, edit.
And I'm going to turn on my keyboard echo.
Characters.
There we go. And I'm going to put. All right, my sound card is acting very, very weird. But you will hear this. And when I read the current line, it will repeat it twice. I don't know why, but I did only write it once, and it'll only be there once. So, let me read this.
This is a test of the chat system and how to use it. Edit.
And if you hear edit, you can just smack your control key like I just did. Because you know it's going to read it twice. I know it's going to read twice. And until I fix it, it's going to read twice. So let me just hit enter. And you just hit enter to send the message. Or you can hit alt S. I'm just going to hit enter.
New chat.
And it'll say new chat. Now, I'm just, instead of doing a... regular, instead of going into another chat window through the recent chats in the tools thing, then I'm just going to give you a tour of this chat window. I'm going to root JAWS to PC.
Root JAWS to PC.
And go to the top of the file.
Top of file. Doug.
And I labeled my graphics already, so you're going to see things or hear things that are not there until you label all of your graphics. But I'm going to arrow down.
Add topic, quick call, chat, send file, hide users.
See how many things you can do? I can hide, I can quit this chat altogether. I can send a file, I can call this user. I'm going to arrow down.
Doug Lee.
And that's the name of the person who's in the chat window. Those are the participants.
Sarah registered, try the experimental tab, says.
And then you need to arrow down.
This is a test of the chat system and how to use it.
And then after that,
emoticons fonted.
I don't use the emoticons. I don't know why they're there, but they're there. So if you ever need to read a chat line or the recent chat recently
new typed
chat line, then you go to the bottom of the file.
Bottom of file, do not disturb history on resize symbol.
And you arrow up.
Emoticons found it.
And the last chat line will be there.
It works, and hello again, tutorial print.
And that is essentially how you, that is essentially how you read the chat line. And one more arrow up.
Dougley says.
And you don't need to hear that. You just go to the bottom of the file.
Bottom of file, do not disturb history.
And go up.
Emoticons found it.
Twice.
It works, and hello again, tutorial print.
And that is essentially how to use the chat window. It's really, really easy. You don't even need to tab. You just use your JAWS cursor. I know of someone who uses the invisible cursor, but I have no experience with that. You can play with it, though. Feel free to play
PC
and fiddle with anything that I mentioned in these tutorials. You don't need to do exactly what I do, but this just gives you an overview of the chat window. I'm going to hit escape to exit this chat. And I'm going to end the recording session here. The options menu and its functions. This will walk you through the options menu. Well, some of the functions, not all, because we're going to be going over those in later detail. I don't want to spend an hour going over the options menu when we can go over each part individually, or at least the key parts now, and then the some of them in more detailed descriptions later. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Skype into focus here.
Skype trademark, Mary 1, contact list box.
And I'm going to hit Tools with Alt-T.
Menu, create a conference call.
And I'm going to hit O for Options.
Leaving menus, Skype trademark, Options dialog, list box, general.
And this is a list box, but it sort of works like a multi-tab dialog box, except you don't hit Control-Tab, you arrow up and down to get to the different tabs, just like you would in MSN Messenger if you are familiar with that program. So right now I'm on the Generals tab. Actually,
general.
Yeah, it is General. I'm going to tab.
When I double-click on contact or use the address field, start a call radio button checked, 2 of 2.
And that is usually the default. You can arrow up and down and play with those options, but I usually leave that as a default, so I'm not surprised. I'm going to hit tab.
Show emoticons checkbox checked.
That's for the chat lines. You can opt to show the emoticons or not. I leave that alone because Skype might change something in the future, so you can actually read them. I'm going to hit tab.
Show animated emoticons checkbox checked.
And I'm going to hit tab.
Edit 20.
That is... show me as a way when I'm inactive for 20 minutes. The default actually is 5, but I changed mine to 20 so that I don't have to keep hitting control to go online. I'm going to hit tab.
Edit 60.
And that is going to do not disturb at 60 minutes or 1 hour. I forgot the default, but you could change it to whatever you like in minutes. I'm going to hit tab.
Related tasks edit. Edit my Skype profile.
And I think you have to use a JAWS cursor to edit that, to left-click on that. I've always had to, so I'm going to hit tab.
Adjust sound devices edit. Adjust sound devices. Set connection parameters and proxies edit. Set save button.
I'm going to hit tab.
Cancel button. List box, general.
And we'll quickly go through the next option.
Privacy.
And this is what you want to pay attention to when you don't want any surprises, like people you don't know calling you or adding you to the contacts or starting a chat with you. I'm going to hit tab.
Only people from my contacts radio button checked, 2 of 3.
And that is anyone who will call me will only be from my contacts.
Only people from my contacts radio button checked, 2 of 3.
And that's also people who you chat with are only in your contacts, which I always leave it that way because I don't want any surprises, but it's preferences are yours. I'm going to hit tab.
Keep chat history for combo box forever.
Now, you can arrow up and down through those, or leave it alone. I usually keep it forever because, I don't know, I might want to go far back into my chat history to look at something, like a website that someone gave me a few weeks ago or something. I'm going to hit tab.
Clear history button.
And you can clear your history if you don't want it, and there'll be a confirmation and you confirm that. I'm going to hit tab.
My contacts radio button checked, 1 of 3.
I think that's Skype in numbers. Let's see. Let's arrow down.
Anyone radio button checked. 3. No numbers radio button checked. 2 of 3. My contacts.
It is Skype in. Skype in. And whoever has your Skype in number can give you a call. Basically what Skype in is you can buy a Skype in number. And anyone with a regular phone, telephone, can call your Skype. But I usually have people in my contacts only because I don't want any surprises, like telemarketers or something. I'm going to hit tab.
Related tasks edit. Manage other programs access to Skype. Manage blocked users edit. Manage blocked users. Save button. Cancel button. List box privacy.
And I'm going to down arrow.
Notifications.
And here either at the notifications. This is not an accessible part of the dialogue, but you just get used to it.
Display notification if someone comes online, checkbox not checked.
And these are just a series of checkboxes. I'm gonna tap through these.
Display notification if someone calls me, checkbox not checked. Starts a chat with me, checkbox checked. Sends me a file, checkbox checked. Requests my contact details, checkbox checked. Sends me contacts, checkbox checked. Leaves me a voicemail, checkbox checked. Display messages for help tips, checkbox checked. Related tasks edit, configure sound alerts. Save button, cancel button, list box, notification.
And we're back. I mean, those options are self-explanatory, so you can play with them. Those are my preferences. You can leave those, or you can set your own preferences in the notifications tab. I'm going to hit tab.
Sounds.
Actually, I'm going to hit down arrow. And I'm going to hit tab.
Mute all sounds button.
Alright, this is the fun thing, because you get to adjust your sounds. I have imported my own sounds into there, sounds that I've made or sounds that I've found. And the good thing with this version is that they have the classic Skype 1.4 and 1.4 version ring sounds, which I like, and I have changed it to those, but I'll show you how to do that in a minute. Let me hit tab.
Reset button. Combo box, ringtone, 0 items.
I'll take this ringtone as an example. Actually, let me arrow up.
Ringtone, 0 items. Ringtone,
all right,
0 items.
That appears to be the top of the list. Let me hit tab.
Play sound, checkbox checked. Combo box, my new home phone ring.
And that is actually a sound file that you will not have. Let me find the default.
Sarah sneeze. Skype busy signal. Skype busy signal. Skype call error 2. Skype call forward. Skype call on. Skype call on. Skype connect. Skype con. Skype con. Skype contact. Not. Skype con. Skype file trans. Skype. Skype hang up classic. Skype hang up modern. Skype incoming chat classic. Skype incoming. Skype incoming chat. Skype incoming con. Skype incoming. Skype incoming root. Skype incoming. Skype message sent. Skype ringtone classic.
There it is. And you hit tab to play it.
Button.
And you hit space. But you know what? I'm gonna
combo
change
box.
It back to
my new home phone ring.
And you can play around with that. Now, to import sounds, you tab twice.
TS ringtone list box not selected, my new home phone ring, 1 of 2.
And those are the only ones that I have there. I have 2 things that I recorded that I already have signed, but I can browse to a new sound and basically, well, let's just do something. Let's just import a sound. Let's tab.
Import sounds button.
And hit space.
Choose your sound dialog. File name. Edit combo. 0 items.
And they are WAV files.
Folder view list view. Not selected. 11. What?
I happen to have a whole heap of WAV WAV files, so.
Sarah.
Let me,
WAV.
Find
folder.
One.
A fun tactic thing. A little cough. WAV. A complete. A little.
Okay. Let's hit enter on this.
Skype trademark. Options dialog. Import sounds button. Sounds. TS ringtones list box not selected. A little cough. 1 of 3.
And let's say that I wanted a coughing sound as my ringtone to get my attention.
Button.
I would back tab twice.
Combo box. My new home phone ring. Sarah sneeze. Skype busy. Skype busy.
Okay,
signal.
Why isn't it there?
TS ringtones list box. A little cough.
That's why. I would back tab and then hit
button.
This button. It just says button, but you can remember that it's play, and I hit play. That's
combo box. Skype busy signal.
Not the sound that I wanted.
My new home phone. A little cough.
There it is.
Button.
And I hit play. And that sound would be for the Skype ring. But since I don't like that,
combo.
I'm gonna back tab and I'm gonna hit down arrow.
My new home phone ring.
And I'm gonna hit the tab button.
Button.
And I'm gonna hit space to play it. And that lets you know that you have just assigned the home phone ring to the Skype ring. So if anyone calls you, you're going to hear that. You can have a lot of fun. You can even disable the playing of sounds if you wanted to by unchecking that box that says play sound after the first combo box. But I usually leave all sounds so that I know exactly what's going on. I'm going to hit tab.
TS Rington's list box, a little cough, 1 of 3.
And those are my sounds that I imported.
Import sounds button. Get more sounds online button.
And you can get more sounds on the Skype website. I don't because they're long. They're like 2 minutes long, and you don't really want a sound that's 2 minutes long as your ringtone or as an attention getter. I'm going to hit tab.
Save button.
And I'm going to hit tab twice.
Cancel button. List box sounds.
And I'm going to hit down arrow.
Sound devices.
Okay, here's the sound devices. You can adjust your input, output, and Ring PC speakers, and you can have essentially 3 different sound cards going on at once. I personally suggest that you leave your ringtone, your output, and your input to the same sound card so you don't have to wear 3 sets of headphones. But I'll just tap through the box and you can see. I'm going to tab.
Audio and combo box connects. Audio out combo box connects to AMC audio. Audio and combo box connects to AMC.
That's my sound card on my computer that I'm using right now. This is the input. This is what they're going to hear me through. Now, I'm going to tab.
Audio out combo box connects to AMC audio.
And that is what you're going to hear them through. So, if you wanted to, you can have your input sound to set to, let's say, I don't know, your USB, Sound Blaster, Audigy sound card, and then your output set to your default sound card, or you can have your output set to something else, and your input set to something else, and your ringing set to something, some other sound card, but I personally do not recommend it, because you might get confused. I do. So I'm going to hit tab.
Ring and combo box connects to AMC audio.
See, I have all my sound card options set to one sound card, or my Skype options set to one sound card. Now I'm going to hit tab.
Ring PC speaker checkbox not checked.
Now, I'm not really sure what this does. It kind of sends a really weird sound to the headphones, but I see no value to it. But you can play around with it and have it checked or unchecked. You can always go back and undo what you did by going to the right thing in the list box and tabbing until you get to what you want. So, I'm going to hit tab.
Let Skype adjust my sound device settings, checkbox not checked.
And I did uncheck this box, but it doesn't work. Basically, Skype adjusts your volumes and everyone else's volumes for you. And that's not necessarily a good thing, but there are ways around that. I'm going to hit tab.
Related tasks edit. Learn more how to set up your audio settings. Make a test call to Skype answering machine. Edit. Make a test call to Skype answering machine. Save button.
I'm going to hit tab twice.
Cancel button. List box, sound devices.
I'm going to down arrow.
Answer call, enabled, alt PG up, hotkeys.
These are hotkeys, and we will go through how to change a hotkey later in another tutorial. I'm going to down arrow.
Connection.
And this basically deals with the connection, your internet connection. I usually leave everything at the default because Skype usually, it works right out of the box, basically. So I'm going to tab.
Use port edit, 58,996.
That's the port it's using.
Use port 80 and 443 as alternatives for incoming connections. Checkbox checked. Combo box, automatic proxy detection. Host, enable proxy authentication. Checkbox not checked. Related tasks edit. Learn more how Skype deals with proxies and firewalls. Save button. List box, connection.
Okay, that tab is really short, and if you know what you're doing, you can change those. But if you're like me and don't know anything about networking, or know very little about networking, then you just leave that alone and have someone who's very good with the networking help you with this. So I'm going to hit tab, or I'm going to hit down arrow.
Call forwarding and voicemail.
Okay, this is not very accessible. You basically have to label your graphics. I do. I auto-labeled mine, I think, and if not, then I'll remember what the buttons are. So I'm going to hit tab.
Forward calls when I'm not on Skype, checkbox not checked.
And you can forward calls to any phone number that you want. You can forward them to a cell phone, you can forward them to another Skype user, you can forward them to your home phone, which is great. I'm going to hit tab.
Advanced settings edit, advanced settings. Get help entering phone numbers edit, get help entering phone numbers. Each forwarded call to a standard phone number will be charged Skype credit at normal rates. Learn more about call forwarding. Edit each forwarded call to a standard phone number.
And I think those are three edit boxes for numbers, phone numbers that you can enter. I'm going to hit tab.
Each forwarded call to a standard phone number will be charged Skype credit at normal rates. Learn more about call forwarding. Edit each forwarded call to a standard. Send unanswered calls to Skype voicemail checkbox not checked.
Ah, here we go. If you purchase the voicemail package from Skype, you can have unanswered calls or calls when you're offline go to voicemail. I'm going to hit tab.
Button.
And I didn't label the graphics, but the first one is play. So I'm going to hit space on that.
We wish you a merry Christmas.
Okay. And that stops it. I just hit space on it again. That was a greeting that I forgot to change. I'm going to hit tab.
Button.
And you can hit that's the record button. You can record a greeting. If you wanted to. I'm just going to leave mine the way it is, even though it is not Christmas anymore. I'm going to hit tab.
Button.
And that is the set as default button. And the default greeting is rather boring. But if that's what you want, then you can have it as the default. So I'm going to hit tab.
Save button. Cancel button. List box. Call forwarding and voicemail.
And I'm going to hit down arrow.
Video beta.
Now, the video one I really don't mess with, but let's just tab through it and see what's here.
Enable Skype video checkbox not checked.
I disabled mine since I don't have a webcam, and it does not make sense to re-enable it.
Save button.
And that's about it.
Cancel button. List box, video beta. Advanced.
I just arrowed down to advanced. Let's see.
Startup. Start Skype when I start Windows. Checkbox checked.
And you can have Skype not start when you start Windows, if you want to. You can have Skype start when you log into Windows if you want to do that. I personally have mine started up because I'm away when my computer reboots or restarts. So I'm going to hit tab.
Startup. Check for updates automatically. Checkbox not checked.
I have mine unchecked, so I'm not disturbed by any pop-up warnings that an update is available. I just go to the website and check myself every month or so. So I'm going to hit tab.
Automatically answer incoming calls. Checkbox checked.
And I have this. Use this at your own risk. If you don't mind being surprised by an incoming call, it will not work when you're in Do Not Disturb, which is a good thing. So if you want to be left alone, then you go to Do Not Disturb through the File menu. And the File menu, and then you change your online status to Do Not Disturb, and you hit Enter. And that's how you can change to Do Not Disturb, and you can be left alone for all night or whatever while you're doing your test, your math homework, or studying for a test. But when you do want auto answer on, you just go to this tab and check and enable automatic
Skype
answer
trademark.
Of
Very one.
Incoming
TS Advanced
calls.
List View Skype Master Derwin Moore online 1/174.
And my Skype just popped up. Why? Oh well.
Skype trademark. Very one. Contact. Skype trademark. Options.
There we go. Let's get back to the options. My Skype is blabbering at me. That's okay though. I'm going to hit tab.
Chat style to use combo box. Irk-like style.
This really is dependent. I use the IRC-like style, but you can set it as
Skype default.
Skype default, and I think I'll leave it there because we're going to go over chat history later and chat windows. I'm going to hit tab.
Chat style to use. Show timestamp with chat messages. Checkbox not checked.
I don't do this because it's very, very distracting to see, especially if you're having a rapid-fire chat at someone, and if they're rapid-fire chatting at you, you don't want to see 201 and then 201 and then 201. You just want to read the chat line. So I have mine unchecked. You can have yours checked if you want. These preferences are up to you of how best you want to set up Skype. I'm going to hit tab.
Chat style to use. Pop up a chat window when someone starts a chat with me. Checkbox checked.
And usually I leave this checked because I want to see the chat window. I want to hear the chat window. I don't want to go to my events and left click on a chat window every time someone chats at me. That's very, well, it's just unnecessary steps. You will need to do that if you're in Do Not Disturb like I am right now. So I'm going to hit tab.
Automatically pop up requests for my contact details. Checkbox checked.
And I do this. That is equivalent to, in 1.4, authorizations. And those you have to use the JAWS cursor for. The whole kit and caboodle. You use the JAWS cursor for authorizations. But we will go over that later. I'm going to hit tab.
Associate Skype with Calto. Links checkbox checked.
Call to links. are links that you can enter in an email address. And someone can just hit enter on that link and call you. I don't use them personally, but you can go to the Skype help pages for more about help links, or call to links, and play with them. Get a tab.
Automatically pause WinAmp during calls, checkbox not checked.
Now, WinAmp is a media player that you can use to play music through, and Skype will pause that if you have that enabled. Skype will pause it if you have an incoming call. I leave mine unchecked because I don't want my WinAmp to pause in the middle of a call, which would be very embarrassing. And it would kind of distract me from what I'm doing, so I just, and I have auto answer on anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I'm going to tab.
Display technical call info checkbox checked.
And you can see technical info in a call in case a user on your listening end is breaking up. You can just see the technical info with Control Shift I in the tabs, in his call tab, and you know, tell him that why he's breaking up, packet loss and stuff. I'm gonna hit tab.
Enable contact list and history quick filtering checkbox not checked.
This filter, this is used for if you want to find someone's name, then you enable this checkbox. I do it without, but you can enable this checkbox and hit your save button. And from the contacts tab, or actually from your address bar, you type in the first letters of the person's name, then you arrow down, and when you want to exit the filter, you hit escape. But you can accomplish the same thing without this. But you can enable the filter thing if you want to. I'm going to hit tab.
Save button.
I'm going to hit tab.
Cancel button.
And I'm going to hit tab.
List box advanced.
And that's the end of the options dialog. I'm going to hit enter.
Save button pressed. Skype trademark. Mary 1. Contact list. List box. Contact list. 0 items. No new events.
And I'm back to where I started. And have fun playing with the options menu. And this is the end of this tutorial. The Echo Test Service. This is very, very useful if you're having audio problems, or if you just want to test out that new mic that you just bought from Radio Shack. And it can also be used for other things if you want to test how everyone else is hearing what you're playing over Skype. It's really simple. You just type in a few letters and numbers and follow the prompts, but I'll do it anyway so that you can see how it sounds and so that it won't scare you when you first try it. So I'm going to bring Skype into focus, and then I'm going to slow down JAWS. I want you to hear this.
47%. 37.
That's slow enough.
Skype trademark. Mary 1.
And I'll tab the address bar.
Edit.
There it is. I'm going to turn my keyboard echo so you can hear what I'm typing.
Characters.
Now keep in mind, you don't need the keyboard echo on when you do this. I'm just doing this for the purpose that I want you to hear what I'm typing. So I'm going to type in.
E, list view, Edward Alonzo, C, com, H, O, 1, 2, 3.
All right, now before I hit enter, I want to describe what happened. It was bringing up a list of names that started with E. And I could have tabbed, or I could have gone to the list and checked, but I knew already knew what I wanted, so I typed it in, so I'm going to make sure it's right.
Jared Duvall, Glenn Owens, Grady, private line. Contact, list pop. Edit, echo 123.
There we go. And I'm going to hit enter.
Skype test call, echo 123, connecting.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message of up to 10 seconds. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
This is a test of my mic and my audio sound card settings. This is a test of my mic and my audio sound card settings. Okay, so as you heard, my audio was quite low, but that can be fixed through the volume controls.
If you were able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service. Goodbye.
And it hangs up on you immediately.
Sarah registered.
That is the hang up sound. that you hear when you hang up a call. So yeah, that's how you use the Echo Test service, and that is actually how you can make a phone call, or a Skype call. You just type in the name that you want and hit enter, or if you have them in your contacts list, you find them and you hit enter. So, that's it. Okay, I'm gonna try this out in a way where hopefully it's gonna work. This is a little lesson on Skype out, and this is my third try today. Okay, Skype out is basically where you can dial numbers, landline numbers, cell phone numbers in Skype, 800 numbers as well. You can buy Skype out credit from the website, but they are making it free until the end of the year. So I'm going to show you how, if you are in the US or if you are in Canada, you can dial out Skype out numbers through Skype. If you can't, then you are going to have to buy Skype out credit, but it's really not that bad. 10 hours for about 10 euros, and you can do the conversion in your currency. So, let me put Skype into focus.
Skype trademark, Mary 1.
Oh, my jaws is loud. Okay. Okay, I already have this particular number bookmarked. Let me do something so that I don't get a feedback loop here. Okay, hopefully it's still picking me up. Let's see if it is.
Yes, it is.
So let me alt-tab back to Skype.
Title is Skype trademark, Mary.
And you can actually add this contact. I don't know its username, but if you do a search for Tell Me Services, then you will be able to do it. So, I think it's Tell Me on Skype. I think that is the number that I'm going to try. Let's see if this works. First, I'm going to dial in this pad. I'm going to show
menu. Leaving menus. That's right.
The dial pad by hitting view and W for dial pad. I think we went over how to show stuff in the view menu earlier. And if not, have a play and uncheck what you want. Or check what you want. So, I'm going to start hitting T-E-L.
List view TPR. Tell me services. Tell me on.
There it is. Tell me on Skype. And I'm going to hit enter. And I already tabbed away from the contacts. Or from the page.
Tell me. Hello. Welcome to 1-800-555-TELL. Lucky, double down with Tell Me Blackjack. Say tell me more.
Weather. Whoops, I just hung up on the thing.
Leaving menu bar.
Let's try that again.
Title is Skype trademark. List view, tell me services, tell me.
Tell me. Hi there, this is 1-800-555-TELL. Get advanced movie tickets, you know, before you drive to the theater. Want to see how to reserve them from any phone? Say tell me more. Main menu.
News.
Here are all the I didn't get that. Please say one of our categories, or say main menu.
News stories.
Here are all the categories you can choose from. Stock quotes. News center.
News center.
Sport. News center. Got it.
News center. Say a news center category, or
top
say tell
stories.
Me my... Top stories. Say stop to interrupt this report.
National News, top data for Tuesday, May 16. The keystone of President Bush's
stop.
Illegal immigration program detailed in a Monday speech.
Stop.
Say another news center category. For example, weather.
Main
if
menu.
You're done here...
Main menu. Here are all the categories you can choose from. Stock quotes, news center, sports, entertainment, travel, and popular shortcuts. That's all the categories. Now, go ahead and say the one you want.
Okay, I just hung up, and now you get the idea of the Tell Me service. The quality is pretty bad, but I'm probably going to end up compressing this like the Dickens, or at least a little bit, so that audio is, well, not clipping or anything. So, I hope that you get... Oh, and to dial this number, what you can do is plus, which is shift equals on my keyboard. Maybe not on yours, but you can play. Shift
Doug
equals...
Lee 42, incoming call.
I'm going to ignore that. Shift equals, and then you dial 1, which is the area code. Here
five
it
new events, no answer.
800-555-8355. And that is how you would do it. You dial plus the country code, area code, the prefix, which is 3 numbers, the ending number, which is 4 numbers. So that's how you would do that. I hope this has helped, and if you have any questions, you can comment to me on the Skype English list. And sorry for any interruptions there. This is the end of this section of the tutorials. Okay, this is a tutorial on Quick Mix and maybe Winkey if I get to it and if nothing goes wrong, because I had to restart. And I'm doing this over again. Alright, basically, what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be showing you how to use Quick Mix and the volume control in conjunction with Winkey, maybe. So, what Quick Mix is, the program that will let you adjust your Windows setting, your Windows mixer settings, your sound card settings, to what you like. And I like it because I can actually play stuff through Skype and everything will be just right. I don't have to adjust anything by hand. So I'm going to bring Quick Mix into focus.
Quick Mix 1.05.
And I'm going to tab through things.
Channels to save or load to. Recording control checkbox checked.
These are channels you can save. Recording, playback, whatever your sound card offers. Mine offers only these two, recording and playback. I'm going to tab.
Save button. Load button. Exit button. Mixer combo box connects to AMC Audio 1-4.
This is my mixer that I'm going to be adjusting. I have others. I have a USB Sound Blaster Audigy, and I have other mixers, but right now we're going to play with my default sound card, which hopefully will not cause any problems. We'll see. I'm going to hit tab.
Channels to save or load 1.
And we're back to what we're doing. So, I'm going to hit Windows R for run.
Run dialog. Type the name of...
And I'm going to hit SNDVOL. The number is 32, space, slash R. This will get me directly to my recording properties. SND is sound, so you can remember that. Sound, VOL, volume, 32, space, slash R. So, SNDVOL, 32, space, slash R. I'm going to hit enter.
Desktop, folder view, list view, not selected by documents, 1 of 18, recording control dialog, mono mixer balance, volume, mono mixer balance, mono...
Basically what happens is you have a group of settings and you have a checkbox. Now, I don't know why they did this, but only one checkbox can be selected at a time. So they should have called them radio buttons or something, but okay, this is fine. Your sounds are going to be different to mine. Your settings are going to be different than mine. So what I'm going to do... is I'm going to go to Properties with Alt-P.
Menu options, menu properties are.
Hit enter.
Leaving menus, balance, combo box, balance, balance, 1-4, properties, dialog, mixer device, combo box, connects to AMC audio, 1-4.
And I'm going to hit tab.
Adjust volume for recording radio button check, 2 of 3.
This will get me to the various pages of the recording control. So I'm going to hit up arrow.
Adjust volume for playback radio button check, 1 of 3.
I'm going to hit tab.
Properties list view volume control checkbox checked, 1 of 6.
When these are checked, then they will appear in the properties tab. If they are not checked, you're not going to see them. I have certain ones that are checked, some that aren't. I have my mic, my volume, and what else do I have? I'm going to hit end.
PC speaker checkbox not checked, 6 of 6. Microphone checkbox checked, 5 of...
That's it. Volume and mic. So I'm going to hit enter.
Volume control dialog, volume control balance, volume control balance, left right slider, 48%.
This is the master. You're going to hear my system beep very loudly at me. So I'm going to hit, I'm going to change my balance to 50%. This actually makes it, easier. This actually makes it go in the center of my head, so I don't know if you're going to hear that. I'm going to hit right arrow once.
50%.
And I'm going to hit, Hit tab.
Volume control, volume, up, down, slider, 4%.
This is fine.
Mute all checkbox not checked.
Now if I mute this, I'm not going to hear a thing. So I'm going to leave that alone.
Advanced button.
You might see this, you might not see this. What you're going to do is you're going to go to File. You're going to go to Properties with Alt-P. And you're going to up arrow to Advanced Controls, and you're going to make sure that's checked. And I'll show you why in a minute. I'm going to hit Tab.
Microphone volume, up, down, slider, 100%.
This is fine.
Mute checkbox not checked.
If I mute this, you're not going to hear me. Because I'm doing this through my wave out mix, or my stereo mix, so that you can hear both my jaws and me. This is actually how I play stuff through Skype. I'm going to hit Tab.
Advanced button.
I'm going to hit Space on this, and keep in mind that your settings might be different than mine. I'm hitting Space now.
Advanced controls for microphone dialog. These settings can be used to make fine adjustments to your audio. Other controls, one microphone boost checkbox checked.
Now, what happens if I uncheck this? I'll show you.
Not checked.
All right. I have come way down in volume. And I'm going to compress this so that you don't hear a difference. But I have come way down in volume. And I'm going to check this now.
Checked.
And I am normal. This is a 20 dB boost volume control. And I'm going to hit Tab.
Close button.
And close it.
Advanced button.
This is all that's here. Now that I've made changes, I'm going to change this in Quick Mix. So I'm going to Alt-Tab back to Quick Mix.
Quick Mix 1.
I'm going to make sure that only, and I repeat, only for this instance. No, actually, I'm going to make sure that both are checked because this is for my recording of tutorials. So I'm going
to
Tab.
Channels to save or load 2. Recording control checkbox checked.
I'm going to Shift Tab.
Channels to save or load 1. Volume control checkbox checked.
That's fine. I'm going to Tab to save.
Channels to save or load 2. Recording control checkbox checked. Save button.
I'm going to hit Alt S, or I'm going to hit Space.
Save mixer settings and dialog. File name edit.
Now, I have a special folder that I save my Quick Mix settings in, and you can do this too. I love this. You can organize your stuff in my documents however you want, but I really suggest you have a folder for this. So I'm going to hit Shift Tab.
Folder view list view, not selected broadcasting, 1 of 49.
I'm going to hit Q for Quick Mix.
Quick Mix files.
This is where I save mine. You can create your own folder. I'm going to hit Enter.
Folder view list view, not selected broadcast mic off, QMX, 1 of 10.
And I'm already going to save it. I'm going to hit R.
Recording tutorials, QMX.
This is what I want. You're going to get an overwrite dialog sound.
Save mixer settings and dialog. C, / documents and settings, / test, / my documents, / quick mix files, / recording tutorials. QMX already exists. Do you want to replace it? No button.
I'm going to hit Y for yes.
Quick mix 1.05. OK button. Operation complete dialog. Mixer settings saved. OK button.
I'm going to hit OK.
Quick mix 1.05. Save button.
Now, this is the fun part. And now I'm going to launch WinKey. This, you can get both of these programs from www.jfwlite.com. So, what I'm going to do is the following. I'm going to go to my Start menu.
Start menu, Audacity A.
Hit my programs.
New.
And ignore what I have there because this is different. I'm going to up arrow.
Pod shows up menu, P, WinKey, W.
And I'm going to hit Enter. You might have to hit W several times to get to WinKey, but here we go. I'm going to hit Enter.
Leaving menus, Start button, WinKey, Copernic Technologies Inc., List View, not selected standard shortcuts.
I'm going to add this shortcut that I just changed. So I'm going to hit Alt A.
Shortcut properties, Command Edit Combo.
I'm going to hit Alt F for Browse. I don't know why they did it this way, but it works. It's okay. I'm going to hit Alt F for Find.
Browse for File Dialog, File Name, Edit.
I'm going to hit Tab.
Files of type, combo box, programs, 1 of 2.
I'm going to hit A for all because I want all.
All files.
I'm going to shift tab twice.
File name, edit. Folder view list view, not selected my documents, 1 of 16.
I'm going to browse to my Quick Mix files folder.
Folder view list view, not Quick Mix files.
And I'm going through this kind of fast, but I am assuming that you know how to browse for folders and open files, but I'm going to hit enter.
Folder view list view, not
And I'm going to hit R for my recording tutorials.
Recording tutorials, QMX.
Keep in mind that with Quick Mix, you can save any setting that you want, whether it be just recording, just playback, or both, just like I'm doing. And you can make shortcuts, so in case something screws up, you can hit a shortcut in WinKey. So, I'm going to hit Enter.
Shortcut properties, Command Edit Combo, C, / documents and settings, / test, / my doc.
Okay, that's accurate. I'm going to hit Tab.
Shortcut key combo box.
Here is a list of about 200 or so shortcuts that you can play with. I'm going to choose Windows key, Shift, and page down.
Windows key A.
And apparently they don't have it. So I'm going to hit End.
Windows key Shift L.
And that's fine. Actually, I'm going to arrow up a few times.
Windows key Shift ends. Windows key Shift right. Windows key Shift left. Windows key Shift down. Windows key Shift up.
I'm just up arrowing.
Windows key Shift home. Windows key Shift end. Windows key Shift PGDN.
Apparently they do have this. So I'm going to choose it. And I'm going to hit Enter because I don't need to run this anyway. Minimized, maximized, or normal. So I'm just going to hit Enter.
WinKey, Copernic Technologies Inc. List View 22 of 35.
And you can delete several shortcuts if you want. You just hit the delete key and confirm it. But I'm not going to go through that here. You can play with it. Like I said, you can get both of these at www.jfwlite.com, and then you click on the programming link, programs link rather, and you browse. There's a lot of programs on the site, some of which I will go through later on in time, some of which I will not. Now, this is the end of this tutorial, this supplemental tutorial on volume control, and play with it, experiment with it, and have fun with it.